Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
Purpose. All things work together for good. That's a wonderful verse to go to. He that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it. That's another dandy one to look to. He's going to get it done. He's going to do it. He's going to get you there. Where? To the image of Christ. He's moving you along. I've looked this Bible over. Done study on sinking. Sunk. You can't find any individual. Well, if you look at the past tense sank, you can find the enemies of God. That's gone under. Never come back up. Pharaoh coming after Moses. Moses got across the Red Sea. I'll hit you, asshole. God brought it out and then on. And when they sung the victory song on the other side, then they said, Pharaoh's on the
Lord.
Never come back up. But everything, amazing. Every time the Lord God, every single time. When he was a child of God, one of his disciples, anybody in the New Testament, even in the Psalms, that's sinking, they belong to God. They do not go under. There's one individual that did go under. But he didn't stay under. His name is Jonah. Chapter 1 says those men, those mariners, bound him and put him over the edge of that boat. And when he's under the water, when he's under the water, it's overflowing. What does he say? He says, God, thou cast me overboard. Chapter 1 said it was those sailors that tied him up and threw him overboard. Jonah in that place in the belly of that whale, in the belly of that great fish, had come to a summit, an epitome of truth, and realized that everything was in the control of God. There was nothing outside His power, nothing outside, and there was no secondary causes. It was all one cause of God. And there he says, God, you threw me overboard. And from that moment, that fish was going in a good direction. Spitting back out up on the other side. Thank God if you're saved by the grace of God. If you're born again in the family of God. We might be sinking for a moment. But dear friend, we're not going under. We're not going under. There is a time that God is teaching and instructing and molding and forming. But we do not go under.
Amen.
Come out on the other side. Come out. From that point, Peter come out. He walked with him back to the boat. What an amazing picture, Peter, walking back with the Lord. The Lord simply asked him a question, the same question that he asked him earlier, back when he calmed the winds and the waves. Isn't that amazing? Peter, knowing that truth, lost faith. And I'm going to be honest with you, that's where that's just fitting real with you, that's where the struggle is. Is sometimes walking by raw bone faith is just tough. It's not easy. I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes down to God giving you a little direction and then saying, okay, well, I've already told you that. And then we get 3 days out and going, Lord, am I coming out? Lord, we don't know it's right there. And so we know it's right. We're walking by, I'm telling you, it's tough. There's just sometimes it's just raw bone faith. But to think that God would allow me, allow us tonight to participate in His plan that would please the Father, please God by walking by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, it begins to tell us that it's not because God is God of all comfort. He goes on and says, and you will be a partaker with this suffering. Then you'll also be a partaker of the consolation. I believe the Apostle Paul understood this best. Suffering, the weight, the struggles that he faced, the cruelties, the mockeries, the beatings, the whippings, the imprisonments, that all had a working to produce a greater outcome. And that's how you've got to perceive it. You've got to perceive right now what you're facing, what you would say, Lord, I'm sinking in this thing. That very thing is producing in you an outcome that is so far above anything you can imagine. How many of us across the globe on this Lord's Day has read something from the writings of the Apostle Paul? Isn't that amazing? This man had been through beatings and through imprisonments
and through all sorts of struggles and burdens and all these things, and I can and all this stuff, and the outcome of that was this: there was believers converted, there were churches birthed, and even on into the day, it just keeps on coming. So if you could see that with Apostle Paul, you can imagine. You can just imagine what he's doing to you.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. You can imagine what he's doing in your life with the struggles. Is that a blessing now? I mean, that's our Savior tonight. That's Him. The Scripture instructs us to take upon the mind of Christ. He became a servant. And He dwelt among us and was obedient, even to the beating of the death of the cross. And this thing, it's all the way. I've never seen folks out to a hospital say, "Man, am I next in line?" Nobody wants to be in there. I've never seen a cancer patient say, "Oh, man, next week I'm getting my second treatment." But the human mind doesn't calculate that way. But if we know the outcomes, circumstances, that God has that in His hand and His plan, we can look at what's coming to us in a greater way, and we can receive it as from God. And with that perception from God, we can just say, "Yes, Lord." When I picked up that card that day and walked on to the glory of God, I almost wanted to take a walk. What a great blessing. What a great encouragement in my heart. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since then. What a blessing to think that it's all the way in with Christ. And to know that He's not going to leave us nor forsake us, that's scriptural. And we know that He's conforming us. We've already been predestined to that form the image of Christ. And in that daily working, that daily forming, God is receiving glory to Himself. So we can be partakers and follow along with Christ. I just want to be honest with you. This night, what's hard for us as individuals, I'm finished preaching. What's hard is this: "Yes, Lord." It's easy to get to our prayer place and say, "Lord, please take this away. Lord, please get rid of this. Lord, I don't want this anymore." I believe the real prayer is rooted in a heart of honesty, in a heart of obedience and acceptance. And we just say, "Lord, this is what you ordered for me. Yes, Lord. I'll take it, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If this is what you want for my life, if this is going to produce something in my life to bring you glory, if you've ordered this to help me in the process of being conformed to the image of your Son, then Lord, yes." Saying this morning, I believe life is a lot like a river. When God saves you, He puts you in that river. And you can either go with the flow and just enjoy the ride. It's got turns in the river, up and down, waterfalls. And you can just say, "Woo, what a ride. I'll go wherever it takes me." Or you can be one that's going to fight against the current, grab a hold of every branch and rock in the way. Okay, just be this easier to say, "Lord, I'm in your hands. And if you're bringing this upon me, if you're bringing this into my life, it's for a reason. If you're controlling the winds and the waves, and I'm sinking in this thing, then Lord, tonight I want to look to you and just say, Lord, save me, because I'm sinking." What a Savior tonight. The thing that He could have just let us just go on, could have let Peter just... I mean, isn't it amazing how God was forming a man to have such great power in Acts chapter 2? He'd stand and preach to such demonstration of the Lord's Spirit. Those are just examples of men, of real men that live and breathe. And then we have us tonight.
We're carrying on the same old bloodstained banner. We're walking down the same old path. And we're real people tonight. We have burdens. We have afflictions. We have suffering. We have struggles. Just like anybody else. But knowing that that somehow it's orchestrated by God. And somehow in that, it's for a greater outcome.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. I hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina, 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.